We often think of evolution as occurring over hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, or even millennia. But there is a very specific documented experiment that proves otherwise. In just mere generations, favorable traits can take over and help an animal, and of course, by extension, all life forms, adapt to new environments. We shall discuss that experiment shortly, but another example of rapid evolution is playing out right in front of our own eyes, and it is also thanks to us humans. Because of ivory poaching, elephants in Africa are starting to evolve without tusks, and that too from the genetics involved. Unfortunately, this mutation of tusklessness is lethal to males. So female elephants are rapidly evolving to be without tusks, and those elephants are now naturally being born. They are a very common sight in many parts of Africa, especially Mozambique. Here, during the country's civil war from 1977 to 1992, just about in a space of 15 years or so, 90% of elephants were killed for ivory, and in just under two decades, tuskless elephants are now naturally being born. How does evolution occur at this pace? What are the genetics involved in tusklessness, and why is it lethal to male elephants? What happens to elephants that are now without tusks, and what happens to the ecosystem if elephants are without tusks? I'm Sandhya Ramesh, and this is Pure Science. Dmitry Belyayev was a Russian zoologist and a geneticist who was active during the Cold War. He performed a controlled breeding experiment which yielded some of the most incredible results we've ever seen in biology. In the 1950s, he decided to rebel against the Soviets' suppression of science and genetics, and he decided to dig into how domesticated animals became domesticated genetically. So he started breeding silver foxes. Silver foxes were feral and wild, and they were afraid of humans or were aggressive towards humans. He put a few of them in cages in this famous experiment in his breeding center and decided that he wanted to breed only the friendliest of foxes to check for how they become domesticated. So how he would test this is he would extend his arm out to each cage. If the fox was aggressive towards his arm or shrank away in fear, that fox was discarded from breeding, and the ones that came to sniff his hand and were curious were selected for breeding. With each generation of foxes, he picked only the ones that were the most docile. And in just a few generations, in mere years, the foxes were no longer scared of humans. In fact, they actually started to behave and look more like dogs. Their ears flopped, they started wagging their tails, they started licking people's hands to show affection, they started to develop patterns on their coats, and so on. People started even walking these foxes on leashes. So Belyayev was able to show that evolution can actually occur much faster than we think. This is exactly what is happening right now with African elephants. The ones that can live in this environment of illegal ivory poaching live, and the ones that cannot die. So this is survival of the fittest. Fittest in evolution does not mean physical fitness or how long an animal lives. It means how successful it is at reproducing and passing on its genes. The elephants with giant tusks kept getting poached and killed, so the ones that did not have good tusks for whatever reason were the ones that ended up surviving. So that tuskless population starts to expand as tuskless elephants survive more and reproduce more. The tusked elephants die out and are unable to pass on their genes. That is how African elephants are evolving in real time. We can see this selection pressure, humans driving evolution real time in other species too. We know mosquitoes have evolved to become resistant to DDT. We kept using DDT to kill them, and the ones that had mutations to resist ended up surviving and mating. And now we know that we're also having a growing antimicrobial resistance problem because bacteria are starting to mutate to evolve resistance to the antibiotics that we use to treat them. Because of commercial fishing, most fish species we consume now have started to evolve to become very small in size. We've also, of course, bred hundreds of breeds of dogs, so many different cultivars of crops, each with their own strengths and appearance. And of course, we have to keep updating the flu vaccine each year because the influenza virus mutates that rapidly. During the Mozambique Civil War, in just under two decades, the elephant population in the country fell by 90%. After the war was over, the population started to recover, and during this period when the population was recovering, a large number of females were being born naturally without tusks. But not males. Males were still being born with tusks. So researchers who were studying the elephants and observing them realized that there was a sex-specific trait that was at play. This meant that tuskless females can birth both tusked and tuskless females, but only tusked males. To understand what gene it is that is lethal to males, researchers sequenced the genomes of 11 tuskless females and 7 tusked females to find differences. They discovered 2 key genes which were different, and both are already known to help with teeth formation. One is called the MEP1A gene, which helps build teeth and maintain its strength. But the other one is the more interesting one. The AMLX gene is on the X chromosome, and in humans, when affected, it can cause badly formed teeth. Turns out, this gene sits right next to some other crucial genes within the X chromosome that are actually essential for the survival of the Y chromosome. This means that tuskless males end up basically as genetic defects in the womb and are most likely miscarried. So what happens now if there are so many tuskless elephants? There could be cascading consequences which we do not yet understand to the ecosystem. Elephants are described as ecosystem engineers, which means they physically shape the habitat around them. They feed on tall trees, they knock down tall trees, they crush several of them, they dig with their front legs, they rip apart grass, they walk large distances and excrete seeds that they eat. Their dung is a great fertilizer, and in fact, mini ecosystems can actually form around elephant dung itself. And it is well documented that elephant activity affects the habitat of hundreds of other species. So elephants losing an anatomical trait that is as important as their tusks could have repercussions that we do not yet know. In the Anthropocene, the age of humans that we're living in, we are causing rapid and massive evolutionary changes around us. As we continue to do so and apply selection pressure on other species, we incur what is often described as a Darwinian debt. The species we affect do not recover fast enough to survive, and this can cause cascading evolutionary changes, and the repercussions, this debt that we incur, will need to be paid by our future generations.